Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 10th. You'll be interested to know. 90 years ago today, in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Akron, Ohio, by Bill Wilson and Dr. Robert Smith. This pioneering organization has since provided a supportive community for countless individuals seeking sobriety, embodying the power of mutual aid and the resilience of the human spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 61 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog and showers this morning, with thunderstorms likely. Expect cloudy skies and a high near 71, along with a light northeast breeze. Tonight, we might see more rain and fog, with a low around 60 and a gentle southwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 11:45 with a low tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 83 and a light west wind. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 66. Thursday stays sunny and warms up to 85. Thursday night brings a slight chance of rain, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 61. Friday starts with a slight chance of rain before 8 a.m., turning partly sunny with a high near 76. Friday night has a slight chance of rain after 2 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 57. Saturday continues with a chance of rain, mostly cloudy, at a high near 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this summer brings a wealth of film festivals and screenings across the region. Starting with the Provincetown International Film Festival, from June 11th to 15th, it features the documentary Strange Journey, The Story of Rocky Horror. The Roxbury International Film Festival, from June 19th to 27th, highlights local filmmakers and includes free screenings. The Nantucket Film Festival, from June 25th to 30th, celebrates writers and features notable guests. Meanwhile, the Martha's Vineyard African American Film Festival, from August 1st to 9th, promises A-list appearances. Finally, the Mayor's Summer Movie Nights, from August 12th to 29th, offer family-friendly screenings in parks throughout Boston. Now on to sports. In a stunning display, the Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers 6-1 in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final on Monday night. Brad Marchand and Sam Bennett, former rivals turned teammates, each scored for the Panthers, with Bennett becoming the leading goal scorer of the playoffs. The Panthers capitalized on their power plays, scoring 3 goals and maintaining a strong physical presence throughout the game. Marchand, the former Bruin at 37 years old, made history as the oldest player to score in the first 3 games of a Stanley Cup final. Game 4 is set for Thursday night. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Sox battled valiantly but fell short to the Rays 10-8 in 11 innings. Despite 10 hits and a four-run seventh inning, Boston couldn't contain Tampa Bay's relentless offense. Kelly took the loss, while Seymour secured the win for the Rays. Notable moments included Gonzalez's double and Anthony's ground out tying it in the ninth. The Sox stand at 32 and 36, as the Rays hold 36 and 30. Tonight, the Sox take on the Rays at Fenway for game two of this three-game series. Lucas Giolito, boasting a 1.64 earned run average, battles Ryan Pepiot and his 3.20. First pitch is at 7:10 under partly cloudy skies, with temps around 67 degrees. In top news, in a world flooded with emails, the unsubscribe link at the bottom may seem like a quick fix, but cybersecurity experts warn it could make you a bigger target. Clicking that link can expose you to malicious sites and confirm your email is active, which can lead to future scams. Instead of clicking, experts recommend using the list unsubscribe headers provided by email services, which are safer. If those are not available, marking the email as spam or setting up filters is advisable. Consider using disposable email addresses for signups to keep your main inbox secure. In business news, America's hottest chicken chain, Dave's Hot Chicken, began in a parking lot with just $900 and has recently been sold for $1 billion. Founded by three friends less than a decade ago, the chain is known for its simple menu and unique spice levels, including the infamous Reaper, which requires a waiver. This California-based company has expanded rapidly to 315 locations and plans to open 150 more. With sales tripling to over $600 million in the past 2 years, Dave's Hot Chicken has become a modern success story in the restaurant industry. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to about $109,000. Ethereum is up 8% to just under $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. What if pain relief was as easy as flipping a switch? Researchers are exploring innovative methods to suppress pain, including a smartphone app that could turn off pain. Pain signals arise when specialized nerve cells communicate with the brain, but scientists are developing techniques to block these signals. At Oxford University, Dr. David Bennett and his team are using a light responsive protein to shut off nerve signals. They aim to selectively target damaged neurons, offering a personalized approach to pain management. Meanwhile, Dr. Robert Giroux is working on an implantable device that uses light to inhibit pain in conditions like interstitial cystitis. And in entertainment news, you might have to wait a little longer for the show to start next time you visit the movie theater. AMC Theaters has announced they will begin showing advertisements before movies starting July 1st. This new element will join the traditional trailers as AMC follows competitors Regal and Cinemark in offering pre-movie commercials. The company stated that these advertising spots will boost revenue as it continues to recover from the pandemic. However, there are still perks for AMC Stubs members, with 50% off Wednesdays, cutting ticket prices in half all day long, starting July 9th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.